That's the piece of music. It's called Peace, Peace from the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. I just think it's gorgeous. And okay. It kind of sets us up nicely because Sister Stan has a new book out called Finding Peace, compiled by herself. And it's a beautiful work. And I think particularly on the back of what we've been through over the past year and a half, pretty much, it's very special. And Stan is with me. Stan, good morning. Good morning, Sister Stan.
Good morning. Good morning, Marty. Good morning.
I'm delighted to have you on. And the first thing I want to do is, before we do anything else, is say, how are you doing yourself? How are you getting on? Are you all right?
I'm great, thank God. I'm great. My health is good. I'm very good. I'm good for my age, Marty.
But you're a fighter. You're a fighter. You're a great fighter. And you're like the rest of us. You keep it going. But you've had to get over a few obstacles over the last while,
and you have.
But you're in good health, though, aren't you? You're fighting.
I mean, thank God. As far as I know, I'm in good health now. I have to go for checks and tests and all that.
Yes.
But I'm really well compared with the way I was.
Thank God. And we should just remind people of Focus Ireland. We should remind people of the sanctuary and all the things that you do. But you have the other thing that you also do is you've had books out over the years, a half dozen of them or so, and I think in with the books it brings you to another audience, another area, doesn't it? Really,
it does, and it's great to be able to do that. And you know, I started writing way back in 99, and you know, I don't know why I started writing, to tell you the truth, because I had very little time then, but it helped me to find peace, you know.
Yes.
And the different, because most of the books are about, you know, finding stillness and silence and peace.
Yeah.
And then this one. Yeah.
And I think and they work on that basis. And I remember particularly I've enjoyed the books, I've enjoyed them all. I particularly like the Mindful Meditations for Every Day. That was a very clever book, a very clever wave. So we didn't have to think, we could just take the book and use it to help us about being in the present and grounded. You're very big on that, aren't you?
And I know, and it's very simple, Martin, those books are very simple, you know, to write. There's nothing complicated about them. And you see, I suppose it's also true that there's nothing complicated about finding stillness and peace. It's just we have to go there. You know, we have to stop.
Yes,
we have to breathe.
Which is, as we know, if you're running about doing this and that and the other, it's a hard thing to do at times. But you always say it's a difference it makes when you do.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I say to everyone, you know, if we stopped for 1 minute, 5 or 6 times a day, and just breathe it mindfully for that minute, and that simple thing can change our lives, you know, and it really can. And we're more open then to other things. A few people know that I was going on with you, and they want to say, "Oh, tell them we were asking for him." Oh, tell Marty we were asking for him.
That's lovely.
I said, "You know him? No. We listen. We love his program. We love,
and
he's
lovely.
So peaceful. Yeah.
I'm riddled with inner peace. Thank God." This one of the things about this book. This is called Finding Peace, and we're talking about peace this morning. And how did you rope everyone into it, including me? How did you rope so many people into this?
You were lovely, peace, Marty, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I'll go to it now in a minute. How did I do? Well, as I say in the introduction, you know, I had a time when I had to be quiet. You know, I was sick.
Yes.
First year, and I just was able to do very little for a whole year. And I gathered around me books, I say friends, and there were poets and people like that who wrote about finding peace.
Yeah.
And I suppose that helped me. And then the next year, that was 2019, the next year then went into lockdown. So then again, I had a reason to have to quieten down.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, when I kind of gathered these sayings and by famous people, I began to say to myself, how do people find peace? How are they finding peace now?
Yes.
So I wrote a very simple letter, and you got it, just to say, could you tell me in 100 words how you find peace in your daily life.
Yeah, and that's what it is, and trying to find that peace. Brian Darcy is very good. He talks about Mahatma Gandhi, and he says there's no way to peace. There is only peace. That's very good,
there
isn't it?
There is only peace.
There
exactly.
is only peace, yeah. Only, but Brian is another passionate man too. He's terrific.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, but he says, and there's another quote he has in here from Patrick Kavanagh. He says, God cannot catch us unless we stay in the unconscious room of our hearts. We must be nothing that God may make us something. It's very good, isn't it?
I know. Also, yeah. Kavanagh, fantastic.
Oh, Kavanagh.
He was so deeply spiritual.
Terrific.
Deeply
oh, yeah, spiritual. Really was. Yeah. But Brian, you know, kind of capturing that in the book. And I thought it was interesting. There's a handout with it, and it goes to all the people who are in the book. And I'm glad to see my name in the middle of it there. And Pope Francis in there as well. And God bless you.
That's right. I took that quote from the last letter he sent out on peace.
Yes.
So I took that from there. I actually wrote to him, but
then
I wrote
you?
Back from the Vatican and say he couldn't write a new piece, but I was free to take a piece from
Oh, well, that was lovely.
Writing.
Yeah, that you have that too. And it's interesting, we talk about peace. Kate Adie, the great correspondent in there. And
Isn't she wonderful?
But she talks about having a loving childhood and saying her parents have been through a war, waiting for the sound of bombers overhead, never knowing when someone might not come home. So she has a different angle on peace.
She has, and she said, I just opened that now right here to the reporter, onlooker. You become aware of those living in hellish conditions stay human and humane. The hungry share food. Youngsters kick a ball about in the rubble-strewn streets. Strangers offer help, somewhere to stay. A musician plays passionately, even though there is gunfire in the neighbourhood. It is people hanging on to what is normal, and it brings a little peace to them. It's lovely. It's lovely what she wrote. And you know, she says, peace is, for me, is the sense that we're not alone, that ordinary life with gentle ups and downs is possible. And you know, she wrote back immediately. People were fantastic, and you included. Yeah. They wrote back immediately. You know, some people came back and they said, oh, I couldn't do that. That's too personal. And then they said, then I wrote back and said, oh, you can look. And yes, they did. There were only three people who didn't come back, which was extraordinary, because there's 70 people or something in the book.
There is. You're not going to give us their names either. No, Christian charity prevails. You couldn't possibly do that. No, you couldn't possibly do that. I thought it was nice that Pat Hume is in there too.
She was. Yes, yeah, she's lovely. Yeah, Lord Mercer.
Yes.
Lovely piece, herself and her daughter.
Exactly.
But your own piece, Marty, is lovely. I mean, it is really, you know, peace sometimes found in a sunny day walk in the grounds of Malahide Castle,
yes,
or Portmarnock Beach. And you talk about the music, the different music, Dan Morrison and
Puccini or Debussy, that's right.
Yeah, right. And they are fantastic, and they really help people in
Well,
the
they
morning.
Do. They, well, thank you. And we try to do that, and not to be roaring at people for the few hours we're on, because we're very different to other radio stations, I expect. And also the fact that we can say, well, look, let's go down a different route. I mentioned In the Garden from Van Morrison, which is a marvellous
that's
piece.
That's right. I actually didn't know that.
It's a gorgeous, and he talks about the peace that gives. And actually, here's a little bit of it.
Fall down to the ground. And as I sat beside you, I felt the great sadness that day in the garden. And then one day...
In the garden there from Van Morrison. I'm chatting with Sister Stan this morning about her beautiful book, Finding Peace, which is compiled by her, down to the cover. Everything about the presentation is gorgeous. The colour, it's the same colour we use here at Lyric FM, by the way. I thought I'd let you know that, Stan.
Is that right?
Same colour, yeah.
It's a lovely colour.
It's a lovely colour. Calming, yeah. Or something, isn't it?
It's very calm. Even though blue is a cold colour, but this blue.
Yeah, I think this kind of works, yeah. You know. And in terms of your own peace, when you've got everybody from the Pope and the President in here, down to lowly animals like myself. But when you think about peace yourself, what is your peace? What is your peace, Stan? How do you find your peace?
My peace, I suppose, I find it in nature. It just calms me down. I find it when I sit for meditation or prayer, because I start by coming into stillness.
Yeah.
And the breath can help me to come into that still place within me. So we all have that place of stillness and that place of beauty within us, but we don't go there because we're too, as you said, too busy, 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 busy.
That's right.
But if we do go there, and the breath can help us, especially if we're not used to doing it, it can help us to come to that place of stillness, and that is peaceful. But you can't always do it. You know, sometimes I don't have peace. I'm agitated by a whole lot of things that's waiting for me to do.
Yes.
But I have to calm myself down, and I use the breath a lot. I also, I have sayings, and they're through the book. Right through the book, there are
it's
the different
nice
sayings
idea,
by
yes.
famous people.
Yes.
Yeah. And they help me too. To find peace. So that's really how I find peace. And I had to work on it.
Yeah.
Because in my early years, I was so busy, busy, busy. And the extraordinary thing is God was on my side, because I was started Focus Ireland, Focus Point, and we were so busy. So for the early years. And I had young people around me, and we were all so busy. And I was really conscious, you know, we are so busy, and
yes.
we have no place that we can go to find stillness. And it was because of that I went about setting up the sanctuary. I asked the Sisters of Charity for a site, and then I got volunteers to help the architects and engineers and builders to build a beautiful place. And that is a place of stillness and a place of beauty. And it really speaks to the stillness and the beauty within everyone that comes here. So it's also finding places of peace, you know, just as
yes.
you say, finding the music. We have to make a little effort. It doesn't... Some people are naturally kind of mystical, but
yes.
most people are not. I'm certainly not. Yeah, I have to work to find that place. And in the introduction, I have a little short poem by Michael Lunig. It says, God help me to live slowly, to move simply, to look softly, to allow emptiness, to let the heart create for us. Amen.
Oh, that's lovely. And you have decided the proceeds of the book are going to the sanctuary.
That's right. They're going to a project that the sanctuary has called Uncoon. And that's our outreach work,
yeah.
where we provide support to people with mental health issues in the locality. And also, we provide services for people with special needs. So it's going particularly to that, because there's no funding at all for that. So it isn't for the sanctuary in general, it is for that programme.
You never stop, Stan, you don't.
Well, I do stop at times.
That's right. Oh, well, yeah, but the thing is, as long as your health holds, as you, why would you stop? You've been dedicating your life to this. I'm thinking of the Sisters of Charity and everything since the late 50s. Like it's a long road, but well travelled. You're a marvel.
Oh, yeah. But just the people who come round me, Mark, I keep on saying that.
Yes.
Honestly, one person can do very little. I was so blessed. that so many people came to support me from the very beginning. Extraordinary people who came, some of them much smarter, much more talented than I was. But I was the only gift I had. I was open to it. I was open to people coming to help. And that's what happened. You know, it's just like the book. The book isn't me. It's all the people who contributed to it.
I know, but you're in the centre of it. You see, this is the thing. And I'm thinking about Focus Ireland. I'm thinking about what you've done over the years and your achievements. Mm. And yet, when you're fighting the cancer and fighting whatever, you get up and go, and thank God you've been able to sustain it and keep it going. Do you know who I thought did a beautiful piece in it? It was Luca Bloom. It's long, but it's terrific. It's called Surrender. He's something else, isn't he?
Oh, he's deeply spiritual.
He is,
and you know, he was questioning himself whether he could do it or not.
Right.
But he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
And
he put his heart into it.
Because he played at one of the Christmas Sanctuary events. He played up there.
He did. We have come, those nights that we had. That you were the MC. He has come, and he's a very great supporter of the Sanctuary.
He is.
You haven't been able.
No. You're not going for this year, are you? No.
Not going for this year,
no.
But we have something else, in the Sanctuary before Christmas.
Right.
We have 4 weekends of what we call Waiting for Peace.
Right, explain what that is now.
We have a scientist, we have a philosopher, we have a priest, and we have a nun. And all in different ways are speaking about how do we move in to Christmas. How do we, waiting for the light, is called, from darkness into light. And it'll be lovely.
It's a lovely idea.
It's lovely. So it's on our website.
And it's open to people to go to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it would be online. So they just go to the website and book in.
And what is the website, Stan? Is it
Sanctuary.ie.
Listen, will you get down to Dingle at all over the Christmas, or will you stay put?
No. I won't go to Dingle, no. I was down in September.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Yeah.
No, I know, so there's nobody in the house now.
No.
So it's lovely to go, you know, at other times. No, at Christmas I'll be here in the lodge, and Focus, as you know, Ireland is next door.
Yes.
So I'll be with them.
Yeah. And you'll be surrounded by pals and friends and all that.
Exactly.
I just to quote one of the things from Luca Bloom. He says, peace, it's a great little word in fairness, like love. Often they come together, peace and love. I want peace, and I want it everywhere. And the other one I love is, for me, peace is not passive, it involves action. Acceptance of life on life's terms, gratitude for life itself, kindness and surrender. Peace be with you. Isn't that gorgeous?
It is gorgeous, and you know, he put so much effort into it, and yet he wouldn't think it was good at all. You know, he's that kind of a guy. He's very humble. You know,
he's
humble.
He's a gentle soul. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we're going to finish off. I have a lovely piece that he composed. He has an instrumental album called Out of the Blue, and there's a piece on it called Peace on Earth, and it's gorgeous. And that'll finish us off. Listen, this is. Are you going to be signing these now? You're not going to be touring the book, as the fellow said, are you?
Oh no, I'm not.
No, you're
no,
not.
No, no, no,
no,
no, no
you're
no,
not.
No,
so
know,
if people
no,
want to. It's in all good bookshops.
It's very available. And it's also available from the Sanctuary.
It's Columba Books, by the way.
Yes.
And it's called Finding Peace, compiled by Sister Stan. It's a beautiful thing. I think anybody should try and get a copy for Christmas, because it is about taking time out. And apart from me, there's a lot of other very interesting people there, as I say, like the President and the Pope and all the rest of it. And go and get it. Stan, God bless. And thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you. Lovely.
Always enjoy your company.
You.
Stay well, and God bless you.
God bless.
Take care.
Bless.
And here is Peace on Earth, then, from Out of the Blue, and Luca Bloom. gorgeous. It's called Peace on Earth, music from Luca Bloom. And Out of the Blue is the name of the album, by the way. Musically speaking, winner this morning. And thanks to Stan. She's such a joy.